The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Welcome to History Island, celebrating the rich history of Long Island.
How's everybody doing today?
Welcome back. You are listening to History Island, and I'm Dale Spencer, your history guy, and we're listening on 103.9 FM LI News Radio. Hope you're all doing well out there. So, of course, before I go any further, I just want to thank two people really instrumental in our show, and that's our producer, John Gifford. Big hand for John. And my research director, Janet Rishbeta. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, you were listening to a song by the band Foghat. Now, if you were listening last week, remember we did some coverage of Port Jeff Village, and we talked about some things that were going on in that village, and I played you a little piece of Foghat music. The reason being, of course, because Foghat was a band that, well, they were an English band, and they eventually kind of transferred themselves into the Port Jeff area, and to this day, Roger Earl, the great drummer of Foghat, lives in the Port Jeff area. So anyway, they were an interesting band. Foghat actually formed in 1971, and they were formed by three different guys. Their singer, Lonesome Dave Peverett, a great, great singer, guitar player, Tony Stevens, and Roger Earl on drums. Now, those guys had all been in the band Savoy Brown, the great English kind of blues rock band, and they left that band, and another guy named Rod Price joined. He had left actually a band called Black Cat Bones, and then they called themselves Foghat. Well, Foghat finally got a contract to go into the studio. Bearsville Records signed them. Well, many people know Bearsville, and that was well known for Todd Rundgren on that label. And but their first album was actually produced by the great guitar player and songwriter Dave Edmunds. And some of you might know him from some of his famous songs and from the Rockpile Band. Anyway, they started recording, and every time they made an album, it was better than the last one. Their cover on their first album that made big, big splash was the old Willie Dixon song, I Just Want to Make Love to You. Became quite an FM staple. It got a lot of airplay, and they were off to the races. If you turned on the early episodes of, for example, In Concert, a few times Foghat was featured on that show. It really gave them a big boost. They were a fiery blues, well, you heard Fool for the City, a fiery band with a lot of energy. And they went on to sell millions and millions of albums in their career. And their career went on and on. They've changed quite a few members over the years. And unfortunately, in the 2000s, Dave Peverett left us. He passed away. And so they have never had him again. But still to this day, you can see a version of Foghat that plays around. Now, I know back in the old days, in the 1970s, it used to be great. Every once in a while, you'd hear the word would go around town. Hey, Foghat is playing at Tui's tonight. Little bar down in Port Jeff. And it was great. You would go down. No, not too many people would know about it. And you'd get in, and there's Foghat, this big national band. And they'd be playing in this tiny little bar that could only hold a couple of hundred people. High energy shows. They're just a great, great band. So Foghat, Roger Earl, the drummer of Foghat, was inducted into the Long Island Music Hall of Fame up in Stony Brook Village. And it was a great, great night. And he was brought in, and his family actually planned it as a little surprise birthday party for him and a surprise induction. The smile on his face, you could see it as far as you could look. It was a great, great night. And so they're a great, great band of the Long Island tradition of musicians that we like to focus on here every once in a while on the show and tell you a little bit more about them. And Foghat, one of the really, now a lot of you might never heard of Foghat, so they had about 7 albums, so go out and get one of their albums. I highly suggest Fool for the City or Foghat Live. They once played a great, great show at the Comac Arena. I don't know if a lot of you remember the Comac Arena, but that was a little concert hall, held about 5,000 people, and all the major bands and music played there, actually, back in the 60s and the 70s. So we're going to talk a little more about them when we come back.
and some other great events. Anyway, you are listening to History Island on 103.9 FM, LA News Radio, and I'm Dale Spencer, your host. Thanks, everybody.
Hi, my name is Mike Cueva.
And I'm Lisa Steffens, and we work at BLD's restaurant on Hawkins Avenue in Ronkonkoma. And we would love for everybody to come on down and visit us and check out our food items and our friendly atmosphere. We decorate all the time year round. And like I said, we are family owned. I'm there 20 years. Mike next to me is there about 15. And we would love everybody to come in and join us.
Yeah, you have to try our pancakes, our waffles, our French toast, even our ribs are good. Burgers are great as well. And don't forget, our police officers, our veterans, our fire department. We give discounts for veterans, police officers, 7 days a week.
So come on down and visit us. Our business hours are 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. And we're known for your home away from home.
Welcome back, everybody. Hi, I'm Dale, your host, your history guy, and you are listening to History Island, 103.9 FM, LI News Radio. So anyway, we were talking a little about the band Foghat and Port Jeff itself. So Foghat became pretty identified with Port Jeff, like I said, English transplants, and they had a few changes over the years. What happened is, to carry them all the way up to this age, they've had different people come and go out of the band, and too many to even really mention in this show. But one of the notable exceptions is that one time, Roger Earl actually had to go into the hospital for some surgery, and at that point, the great Bobby Rondinelli, a great Long Island musician who had been in Rainbow and Black Sabbath at one point, he actually replaced him for one tour. And they went on and on. They sold millions of albums. They were a major, major band. If you look around in some of the old record stores, like you could find some of their records in Mr. Cheapo's over in Comac, or in the Record Stop down in Patchogue, a great little record store. And you can find their records there. I would highly advise listening to them. They're great, great blues rock band, some great slide guitar players as they went along. Everybody out here loved Foghat. So anyway, we spent last week down at Port Jeff Village, and it's a good time to start going down there right now because it's spring. The weather's getting a little nicer. The restaurants are all ready to go. People are walking around. It's a great, great village. Some of you, of course, are saying, yeah, what is he talking about? I know that place really well. But many people have never been down there. It's highly advised. Take a village, the village center in Port Jeff Village. Take a walk down Main Street. Some great, great restaurants and different things. Always something going on in Port Jeff. In the summertime, they do a whole series of concerts. They haven't really announced them yet, so I can't tell you too much about them. But we'll get that on a future show. We had a great time down in Port Jeff. There's a lot of little shops down there you can go in. And like I said, it's got that little village feel. You go in Port Jeff and you start walking around and talking to the people in the shops. They will all treat you like you belong in the village there and like you're one of their friends. It's always amazing to me that these Long Island villages are all making such great comebacks. You know, it's kind of like the age of the mall being the most popular place is over now. And people are going back to the little old towns of Long Island. It's great. And everyone that we've covered in recent history, we've found the people to just be wonderful. And they love the small town feel of the place where they live. And Port Jeff is certainly no exception to that. It's just a really, really great place. So anyway, it's that time of year when everything is going to start opening back up again. And we're going to have a lot of things going on Long Island. So we could start out with this one. The Long Island Ducks. Long Island Ducks opening day is coming up soon. It's going to be Thursday, April 25th. 6:35 p.m. The game starts at their stadium in Central Islip. If you want to get Ducks tickets, tickets are really affordable. It's a great family event to go to, a Duck game. Only like $10-$15 for a ticket. And the food's really affordable, and it's a great, great experience. You can call them at 631-940-TIXX, which is 631-940-8499. So that's going to be their first game, Thursday, April 25th. They're playing against the Go Barnstormers, who are a team from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And, of course, this is going to be a very special year for the Ducks because this year they're honoring the memory of their great manager, co-owner, creator, Buddy Harrelson. Unfortunately, and some of you might know Buddy Harrelson from being one of the Mets, one of the 69 great Mets who won the World Series, that amazing World Series. And he later went on to be the first manager of the Ducks, part owner of the Ducks, and the true ambassador of that team for everybody who came to that stadium. Any of you have met Buddy? We talked a little about him on a recent show, but Buddy was just a tremendous, great guy. And he was the kind of guy who you would meet him, never met him before, and he would walk up and he'd start talking to you. And he'd talk to you as if he had known you his whole life. He was amazing that way. He'd be at the games. He'd be walking around among the fans. When he was the manager, he was busy in the dugout. But after that, he'd go to every game. Always there and walk around and go in the and through the seats and give out balls to the kids. And he's just an amazing guy. So anyway, this April 25th game is going to have a ceremony to honor Buddy's memory. So if you are also a 69 Mets fan, you should get yourself down there that day because that's going to be a great day. And they're going to wear a patch all year, apparently, on their shoulder, which is going to honor Buddy's memory. He did a lot for Long Island. He was a great one of those great Long Islanders that we like to talk about. And, of course, when we talk about the Ducks and him, we can't fail to mention Frank Bolton, who started the Ducks team up and also the owner of the theater in Bayshore. And the theater is having a lot of great events coming up itself, which we'll talk about in a minute. But Frank Bolton is another guy who's done so much for Long Island history. And I believe we're going to have him on a future show to talk about what he does. But he's a great guy, Frank. So that's the Ducks. The Ducks Stadium is a great place to go. If you look up their schedule, many, many nights during the season, after the game, they do a great fireworks display. And it's really, really, pretty much a Class A world's fireworks. They're not a cheap little fireworks display. And all summer, it's a great place to go. I think if you go there, you'll find that it's kind of addictive and you'll love going to the games. And it's not like going to the big stadiums in New York where you've got to spend now, you bring your family and two kids, you're spending $500, $1,000 for a game. Well, it's not like that at Duck Stadium. It's a local ballpark. And it was a great thing that Frank brought to Long Island. So, go down, see the Ducks. You'll love them. Now, another event that's going on pretty soon, a couple of days after that, is the Greater Sayville Chamber of Commerce is having their Spring Fest 2024. And that's going to be right on Main Street in Sayville. It's always a tremendous event. By the way, it's on the 27th, but the rain date for that is the 28th in case it rains. And that event goes on from 11 to 4. And, I mean, it's got more things than you can imagine. All the Main Street gets taken over. Music, food, raffles, game, a magic show. A petting zoo in there, a scavenger hunt for the kids. They close all the roads down in Sayville for that one. And so it becomes a pedestrian mall, and you can walk all around. And you never know quite what you're going to see there. One of the really neat things that they're going to have there is a bonnet contest this year. So if you make a bonnet and you bring it down, they're going to have a contest and there's going to be prizes for actually the best bonnet in the show that year. I've gone to that event many, many years and it's always a lot of fun. It's great whether you're an adult or with your family and the kids. These are great events to get the kid away from the phone and get them out enjoying the outside and the world around them. So it's a nice event that's going on in Sayville. We try to see it every year. And COVID, of course, shut it down for a while. So it's, you know, it's a really great event and really good food there. And that's about all I could really tell you about it. It's a really, really fun event. And come down. And as they say, come shop Sayville and West Sayville for great sales and specials that day. All the shops will be open in town, and you can go and check out all the shops, and they'll all have special things. Now, if you like sweets, by the way, there's a great candy shop right in the middle of town that makes some amazing homemade candies. So go check out Sayville, and that's going to be a lot of fun. Now, of course, we have a lot of musical performances happening this spring. And when we come back from the break, I think we're going to talk a little more about that. But, yeah, let's go to a break. So, you are listening to History Island on 103.9 FM LI News Radio. And come on back. Welcome back to the show. I am Dale Spencer, your history guy, and you are listening to 103.9 FM LI News Radio. And this is History Island. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. So, Long Island Elite Limo, they're in St. James. They are one of the best limo companies on Long Island, if not the best. As reliable as you could be, really professionally run company. You can do all kinds of events with Long Island Elite Limo. You can, for example, book airport runs, the obvious things, a winery trip with the summer coming up. They do really great winery trips. You could do a tailgate party to a baseball game or a concert. Long Island Elite Limo does many trips to the UBS Arena, for example, the summer concerts, the Islanders playoff games, MetLife Stadium. They'll bring you wherever you want to go. Now, you can get in touch with them by listening, by not listening, but by calling on your phone. My research director is laughing at me. 631-331-5466. Talk to Charlie, Matt, Chris, Reggie. All of them will take care of you like you are family. They're a great, great company. So anyway, let's get back. We were talking a little about Port Jeff. So one event I did forget to mention with Port Jeff's summer history coming up is the 37th Annual Harbor Cup Regatta. And that's June 15th, 2024 at the Port Jeff Yacht Club. It's the Port Jeff Yacht Club, by the way, is at One Pass Way. You can get in touch with them at 631-473-9650. The regatta is a great, exciting event. Been going on, obviously, for 37 years, and it's a beautiful club, and that's a good, really, event to enjoy. Get you down by the water. There's nothing like Port Jeff. So anyway, we've covered Port Jeff pretty well, and I think you should all try to make your way down there and see that. Now, while you're out and you're near the waterfront, let's go a little bit more west. And that's to the Cold Spring Harbor Whaling Museum. Okay, so we've mentioned this before, but they have an event going on. It started in April, and it ends June 30th, and that's the Scrimshaw Secrets program during the hours. You can basically uncover the hidden meaning of Scrimshaw in art. Amazing thing. Clues, videos, crafts at your own Scrimshaw box to take home. It's $10 to go to that and $5 if you're a member. Now, you can get in touch with them at 631-367-3418. And contact Joan Lowenthal over there, and she'll take good care of you. They're, by the way, located at 301 Main Street in Cold Spring Harbor. And just like Port Jeff, they are also building a whale boat, and it's a great project that's going on over there. It's an amazing place, and a lot of people have never heard of the Cold Spring Harbor Whaling Museum, but it's a really tremendous place. And also, there's the Cold Spring Harbor Fish Hatchery down the road, which is also a really, really good visit. So go check those things out. Remember, summer is coming. It's time to get back out. We got some good weather coming up. Although, obviously, spring keeps trying to hold itself off, but it was a pretty nice day today, I'll say. So anyway, now, we have some things happening at the Paramount in Huntington, and Huntington Village, always a great place to go. Beautiful, beautiful theater. They get major acts in. So one of the next things coming in is April 27th, and it's the great Tracy Morgan. An amazing story, by the way, of a comeback from a horrible injury. But Tracy's back on his feet, and that's 8 p.m. on April 27th. Now, after that, Sunday, May 12th, we have our Long Island guy, the great Kevin James. We all love Kevin. He's been in a lot of really interesting projects that he's done, some really good movies, and go see him. You'll just see some great stand-up from Kevin. So now, May 29th, we have the great singer Joss Stone, and she's playing over at the Paramount, and her show starts at 8 p.m. Now, the Paramount, let me see if I can find you a phone number over there for the Paramount to get in touch with them. But meanwhile, while my research director is digging that phone number up for us, I just want to tell you that the Paramount features a whole giant selection of really, really major artists over the course of a year. There's someone to keep track of, to keep watch of who's playing there, because they've done some amazing shows. When they were all still alive at one point, they had the Monkees play there. Of course, the famous, famous show was when Billy Joel came in and played a show there. Beautiful little place. So you can get in touch with them at 631-673-7300. The Paramount, a great place in Huntington. By the way, when parking's tough, they offer shuttle buses. Call them and talk to them. They're really good, and they'll help you out with what you want to see. Now, also, let's go a little bit east and talk about some more music that's going on. And this is the Westbury Music Fair. Now, I forget what the name is of this Westbury Music Fair now. It's not the NYCB anymore. It's taken on another corporate name, but they still now always at the end call it at Westbury. So I think most of you know where Westbury is, and we're having a great show there April 28th, and that's going to be the Temptations and the Four Tops. A really great show, and that's, of course, a 7 p.m. show. And go check that out. Westbury always has great acts, always has, all the way back to the 60s. All the really great bands played there and great performers. And no matter what genre of music you love, Westbury has always offered it. And it's great to see the place still going the way that it is right now. By the way, I'll just mention one show I saw. I once brought my mom there to see Peter Allen in the 70s. And I was like, okay, this will be all right. I'm going with mom. She wants to see Peter Allen. She convinced me to go. And I went, and I'm telling you, he blew the place away. He was so great. But many people are like that in music. Now, if you like something a little deeper, let's jump over to the Patchogue Theater in Main Street. And, of course, the Patchogue Theater is doing just amazing sets of shows every year now. 101 years now that they've been around. And on Sunday, April 28th, they're featuring the great Al Dimeola. Al's been around for a long time. He's a great guitar player and does kind of a jazzy, funky thing. He's really great. And he's playing the Patchogue Theater then. Now, if you want to get tickets or you want to just talk to them at the theater, you can call the Patchogue Theater at 631-207-1313. You can talk to Linda in the box office over there. You can talk to Michelle, who runs the theater. They do just a tremendous job over there. A really, really great place. Now, also on the music calendar, we're going to have a lot of great music live. In a future show, I'm going to start talking to you about the Great South Bay Music Festival, but we're not ready to talk about that one yet. So anyway, now what we have happening at the Bolton Center in Bayshore, thanks to Frank Bolton for getting that back on its feet again, is Friday, May 3rd, the Acoustic Richie Fiore Trio. Now, for those of you who maybe don't know Richie Fiore, he was originally in the band Buffalo Springfield in the 1960s, had a lot of great hits with Stephen Stills and Neil Young, and then, of course, the leader of Poco for a few years. Richie Fiore, great musician, and that one is on May 3rd. Now, the next night, May 4th, is going to be a real blowout. The Vanilla Fudge, the great band from the 1960s, Vanilla Fudge. They've been back together playing some shows, and they're just an amazing band. If you ever want to see a really great performance, look at the Vanilla Fudge performance on YouTube from the Ed Sullivan Show, which, by the way, you can see almost any day that the Long Island Music Hall of Fame is open in Stony Brook Village. A video of that performance plays. It will raise the hair on your neck. It's such an amazing, amazing band. So they're playing May 4th over there at the Bolton Center. Bolton Center, of course, too, an affordable place to go. You're not going to be paying $450 for a ticket like you do at the big shows, you know. May 10th, they're going to have Firefall, the great 70s band Firefall. And they're going to be playing at 8 p.m. I don't know why the Richie Fiore show is at 10 p.m., but these others are at 8. So Firefall, great band, 70s, kind of a little bit mellowish rock band. They had a whole bunch of hits, a really great, great band. And then, of course, that's May 10th. Now, May 17th, one of our favorites coming back to the Bolton Center, and that's the great Lovin' Spoonful. Now, those of you who listen to the show all the time, we, of course, did a whole show on the Lovin' Spoonful a couple of months back, and they were one of the great, great bands of the 60s. Sold a lot of albums. Actually, they had a chance at one point to become the Monkees before they picked the actors for the Monkees. The producers met them and wanted them to be the Monkees. But they were writing original songs, and they wanted to remain original. So the two members, John Sebastian, I don't believe, sings with the band anymore. He's got a couple of issues with his voice. But the two Long Islanders who started the band, they're both in there, and they have really fun shows. Everybody loves that band. So that's at the Bolton Center. Now, of course, we have the Montauk Music Festival happening. That's going to be May 16th to the 19th. Every day, 11 to 6, and that's presented by the Montauk Sun. And the main stage will be on the Montauk Yacht Club. The admission to that event is just a donation fee. Under 5 is free. They're going to have, it's a cash-only event, by the way. And they're going to have some really great local bands playing at that event. And it's always good, a day in Montauk. If you've never been to Montauk, try to get out there for that event. That's going to be a really fun day. Go early. That's all I can tell you. There's only one road going out there, so one main road anyway. Now, we got some other events going on. And, well, let's talk first about this charity event. And that's the Leeway School Spring Fair. The Leeway School is a preschool for special needs and developing children, really doing good, good work out there. And that's May 4th. The Leeway School for Special Education, which is at 335 Johnson Avenue in Sayville. They're going to have the 12th to 4, they're going to have the fair. It's going to be local vendors, a showcase, handmade crafts, some local merchants, some really good food at that event every year. Apparel, jewelry, a nice little shopping event. You can bring the family and go around and support those guys because you know what? They do a really good job. And support the local artists and the small businesses that will be at that event. Because isn't that what it's all about? We want to all support each other. So anyway, that's happening there. Now, we got a couple of street fairs coming up in June. Well, let's see. Let's start with the May one. Early this year, the Ronkonkoma Street Fair on the Memorial Day weekend. And that's going to be Sunday, May 16th, 11 to 6, in its usual spot on Hawkins Avenue. Always a nice big fair, a great day to get out, get some food, hear some bands. It's always a lot of fun, that event. So check that one out. Now, then when we get to June, we're going to have the Kings Park Street Fair. It's always a really good one, too. And that's going to be June 16th from 9 to 6. And that event happens all along Main Street in Kings Park. And they close it down, of course, the traffic. A great family event to get out to. So if you guys got some weekend time and you got the kids around, well, get them to put the phone away and get them out there. And they're going to guaranteed to have a good time going and doing an event like that. It's just one of those things. So anyway, before we close out, in the current state of affairs of the crazy world that we live in today. Oh, hang on. We got a hot note here. Oh, yes, of course. The Long Island Music and Entertainment Hall of Fame is having their 20th anniversary benefit concert, Gala, and it's in honor of Billy Joel. And it's going to be at the Tilly Center for the Performing Arts at LI Post, CW Post College. That's at 720 Northern Boulevard. By the way, it's going to have some great music there. Zebra's going to play a set. Billy Joel's daughter, Alexa Ray, is going to do a set over there. It's going to be a really, really nice event. That one is June 7th. 7:30 p.m. Like I said, Alexa Ray Joel, Debbie Gibson is going to be there. DMC is going to be there. Johnny Juice from Public Enemy. Felix Cavallari will be there. Jimmy Webb, the great songwriter Jimmy Webb. And a performance by Mike Del Judas, who everyone knows him from Big Shot. He's now in Billy Joel's band. So anyway, before we knock off, we're going to finish up with another piece of music from Foghat. And this is probably maybe one of the most well-known pieces. So we're going to go out with this Foghat song. I think most of you will know it. Listen, everybody, take care of each other. Be kind to people. We need some love in this world. This world is really short on love right now. So take care of each other. Get out. Get to some events. And support Long Island because this is a great place to live. Hey, thank you, everybody. Slow Ride by Foghat. Everybody check that band out. Well, I thank you for all coming. And as we leave tonight, I just want to say something that Albert Einstein said many years ago. Laws alone cannot secure freedom of expression. In order that every man may present the views without penalty that he has, there must be a spirit of tolerance in the entire population. Keep those words in mind, because that's what this world really needs. We all need to find a way to respect each other and love each other. And every single person out there can affect that, affect the people around you, and you can make the world a better place. So, good night, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight, and we will see you next week.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.